Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. Because we have with us here in studio one of my favorite guests, Jeannie Soderman. Jeannie, how are you today?
Well, I'm real fine, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me.
All right, fine. Well, say that again because we didn't have your microphone turned on.
Okay, I'm real fine, Dr. Stan, and thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And Jeannie has been, of course, analyzing the water plan. What are we going to talk about? Are we going to talk about the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act? Are we going to talk about the effort to control us by taking over our water?
Let's talk about water.
All right, fine. For our listeners out there, you have to understand that there really are evil and wicked people out there. And, of course, they work through organizations like the Rio Summit and the Gorbachev Foundation and the environmental movement. And, of course, this is all funded by people of great wealth who are all part of this brotherhood of darkness. But, of course, their plan is if they can control the water, they can control you. And they're quite open about it here in the Monterey Bay area where I live. Why, of course, they have been working on this for 30 or more years. I can remember when they wanted to have the Zionte Dam. It would have provided all the water we needed for North Monterey County for, for 100 years. And they blocked that using the endangered humpback slug, the Zionte humpback slug. There wasn't any humpback slug, but of course they didn't want the people to know that. They wanted to block it because they wanted a crisis so they could control the water, so they can control you, because this is what it's all about. Controlling the average individual and using, of course, whether it's the Zionte humpback slug or the marbled marlet or the spotted owl or the endangered fish or the sucker fish, or it doesn't matter what it is, it's about control. So basically, what are they doing, Jeannie? Because I think it's so vitally important to realize this is going on every place in the country. They don't want a solution. They want the problem so they can control you.
Well, it's interesting what's happening, and remember how they stole our money from real gold and silver to paper assets. Now they're calling it water banking, and that's actually, they call it liquid gold. So it's the same scheme that they're proposing as they had for stealing our real money. And I'm going to be very direct, and as I am from New England, and mention exactly what the program is in a couple of sentences. What they want to do in each basin in the United States is what they call conjunctive use. Now, that's an odd term, conjunctive use, so I had to look that up in the dictionary. Well, it's kind of a combining of two entities, and what they want to do, the state and federal, is to combine surface water with ground water, and they want to blend it together. In order to have this blending of surface and groundwater...
We're going to have to interrupt you because we're going to have to just to bring another station right on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and with us in studio is Jeannie Soderman, who is, of course, an environmentalist, but she's an environmentalist on the right side of this whole issue, and, of course, she studies what the wicked people are doing to try to gain control of the water so that they can control us. You control the water, you control the people. The World Bank water policy that we have available through Radio Liberty, its plan is to restrict your use to about 10 gallons a day. Now, that wouldn't be enough to take a shower and flush the toilets with, much less do any washing or even brush your teeth. You have to understand that they can control the water, they control you. These people are really deadly serious. You know, years ago when they talked about the Planning Commission was going to regulate what you did with your property, and of course you wanted to build on it, you'd have to give them control over the property. People thought this was all foolishness. People thought it was foolishness when they talked about condemning property and for the various green belts and things like that. People thought it was foolish many, many years ago when they talked about an income tax that was going to affect every single citizen. Income tax, that was just for the rich, but people don't understand. These people say one thing, but they have a different agenda. So, Jeannie, why don't you pick up the story of how they plan to use the water and the water shortages that they have intentionally created by blocking the reservoirs and the dams and all the things we should have done long ago. How are they going to use this to control the population and force people out of their homes into the sustainable communities where they can be watched and monitored on a regular basis?
Well, the program for controlling water is called water banking, and it's also called conjunctive use of water. That means combining surface and groundwater supplies and putting it into one big pot. You're actually, I like to say, not conjunctive use, but co-mingling of the surface and groundwater. And we have many basins in the United States. Here in Santa Cruz, we have a Santa Cruz Basin, and we're on the coast of the Pacific Ocean. And to have conjunctive or co-mingling of waters, you're going to have imported water. In other words, if there is a dry year, then the basin will import water from another area in California through piping system.
All right, we're going to have to wait. We're going to bring our last station on here in just a moment, and then we'll continue with our program with Jeannie Soderman. All right, well, our guest this evening is Jeannie Soderman. We're talking about this idea of what you call it, cooperative water?
It's conjunctive use.
Conjunctive use of water, okay.
Interesting term, but what it actually means, it's co-mingling, like co-mingling of funds. I like to use that word because it's really a negative word, conjunctive use. They want to co-mingle the surface and groundwater into one big pot, into one big basin. And to have that program in the conjunctive use program, you have to have imported water coming from another place in California.
Now, is that why they blocked efforts over on the other side of the county to put in dams, reservoirs, and things so that they could create the water shortage and the saltwater intrusion?
Yes, definitely, because they wanted to create a problem of water shortage here in Santa Cruz County in California.
Well, they've done it. I mean, we actually, of course, are very, very fortunate where we live. I mean, with the mountains around us, we have all sorts of places for storing water, and you know, of course, we get great rainfall here. But they've managed over a period of years putting their people on the water boards and having study after study and wasting, tens of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on more studies. Well, we're going to look into this next year, or we're going to look into it 3 years from now. They never had any intention of doing anything. All they wanted was delay.
Well, this is what we're finding out, is the studies and these pilot programs, and it is millions and millions in, I would say, billions of dollars, Dr. Stan, that's being put down the environmental drain hole.
This is what they do with our roads. We can't do anything to the highway. We're going to have another study, and then we can have another committee, and then we have to have two more studies. We need more money for the studies. And they've wasted literally tens of, not hundreds of millions of dollars on all this. And, of course, they have no intention of widening the highway because they want the problem. They want to control by chaos. They know exactly what they're doing, and the tragedy is the good people do not have the courage to take a stand against them.
Well, the people have to be informed first of actually the whole picture, the blueprint that's coming down on us. It's going to be quite, the regulations are coming down very, very strict. And this is what sustainable communities and smart growth is all about.
But Jeannie, I mean, I thought we had local water bars. I thought we had local control.
Well, that's interesting because in the federal and state papers that I have been researching, everything is going to be local driven, local concerns, and local control. But that is not the case. And, you know, what it comes down to, in the U.S. Constitutions, contracts are constitutional. If you sign your name voluntarily on that line, you may give up your water rights. And this is what's going to happen. As soon as they get imported water, then they have the structure for water banking. And so here again, what they're going to do is go to the private water well owners and the private water agencies, and also to the district public agencies, and say, well, we've got a good deal for you. In the dry years, we'll make sure that you have enough water to give to your constituents, the people in your area. And in the dry years, yes, you'll have enough water. In the wet years, though, you can sell your water. And you can sell the water to the state. It's called public-private partnership. Haven't we heard that before? That means actually government corporation contracts. These contracts are actually for 15 to 50 years. They are long-term contracts to sell your water to the state. And so there again is you're actually voluntarily giving up your rights to your private property. And, you know, when you have a deed, when you buy private property, you get certain rights with that property deed. And one of them is groundwater. In California, California does regulate surface water, but they are trying to get the groundwater. And as you know, up in the Santa Cruz Mountains here in Santa Cruz County in California, we have many private wells that people actually use for their agriculture, for their drinking water, and for animals also.
But of course, if they can control that, they can control you. And of course, we're going to say, well, you're stealing that. That's water belongs to everybody. And that's why we have the saltwater intrusion. And that's why we've got to regulate your wells. Now, there would not be a problem if they had not intentionally blocked, you know, the efforts in the past to build the reservoirs and dams so that the water would be then seeping down from those areas. But they have never wanted a solution. They want, of course, to begin to desalinate the salt water. Extremely expensive. They want to run the price up so high you're not going to be able to afford it. And little bit by little bit. And it'll keep going as long as the people aren't involved. And finally, when they get involved, they may not be able to do anything. We may have in those electronic voting machines, and you can't do anything at all about it. And they will decide beforehand how the vote's going to be, sort of like what they did in Florida.
Well, in each region of the United States, there's always a reason why there's a water shortage. And going to the Bureau of Reclamation seminars and fish and wildlife seminars, they have statistics, and it's interesting where of every 100 years, there are only 4 years of critical drought. And I know in our local newspaper in the Santa Cruz Sentinel, they're always talking about a potential drought. We never have enough water. But the facts are, out of every 100 years, there's only 4 critical drought years.
But if you're saying, plant these ideas in our mind through the papers or the television, repetition over and over. Go to the average fellow, you know, reading the script at the television station, he doesn't know what it's all about. But the people who are writing those scripts or telling the people what to write or sending them down from corporate headquarters do. Mm-hmm. Because this is really all about a corporate fascism we're moving towards. control the water, control the people, control their families, control their property, control everything, a return to feudalism, of course, with a ruling elite, a massive police force that's watching everybody through, in the name of course, terrorism, and then, of course, the loss of individual freedom.
Every county that is on the coast near water, the reason is salt water intrusion. And that might be a very real problem, but they have not created a solution for that problem. Like, we could have had dams here in Santa Cruz Mountains. We could even had water injection into the ground, and that has helped in some coastal areas. But no, they had to do studies, millions of dollars, until there was a real problem. In Santa Cruz County, we grow a lot of products such as lettuce and strawberries, broccoli and artichokes, garlic. And in Pajaro Valley, that's where the farmers are going to be taken for a ride. Right now, the farmers pay $80 per acre foot of water. I went to a meeting 2 nights ago, and the Pajaro Valley Water Management Agency just voted for $120 an acre foot, and they plan to go up to $156 an acre foot, and even up into some areas, $316 an acre foot.
Well, that's going to make it very, very difficult for the farmers then to continue farming, isn't it?
Well, it is. The farmers are very concerned that if they don't go along with this plan, that somehow they'll work it out. But the farmers don't realize that there is a much bigger picture than the augmentation fee of the water. And where it comes from is they're going to have to do a contract with the state. And as soon as they sign that contract, forget it. Eventually, their land will be taken away, and they will have insufficient water to grow their crops. Now, this also comes from the apex, and it's so hard to tell the local farmers that it's not only the state that is implementing this plan, but the state is in concert with the federal government.
And of course, the federal government's in concert with the people who put together the Rio Summit. This is really an international movement. It's all part of the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which most people have never heard of, but it is the Mein Kampf for what's going on today. And that's what Jeannie, who's our guest today, spent 3 months outlining. If you haven't read her summary of the Global Biodiversity Report, you need to get that. It's the Sustainable Development Syllabus. You need to read the Mein Kampf, because, of course, if you don't understand what's planned, you will not understand what's going to happen.
Yes, it does say that agriculture does take up too much water, and they will have to take up less water, which means less production of food.
But, of course, one of the things it says was so incredible that most people think abundance of food is important, but, of course, they don't think abundance is important. They think shortages are important. And you ask yourself, who would want shortages of food in this world today? Well, there are people who have a different world vision. You better find out what the plan is. It's laid out. You can buy the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report for about $65. It's 1,142 pages, or get Jeannie's summary. We're going to be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our 4-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to mention that there are some things that you can get that really will help you to keep from getting colds. At least it's helped me from getting colds during the winter, and that's something called Alamax. It's a garlic product. It's actually allicin, which is the active ingredient in garlic, and if you'd like to try it, of course, it comes in a little tiny capsule. You take one a day, and I took it all last winter, and at least from my point of view, I think it probably kept me from getting colds. The telephone number to call is 866-405-4000. It's a garlic product, and remember, garlic has been shown to decrease the blood pressure and the cholesterol to thin your blood. And, well, it's wonderful for fighting infections, garlic itself, but then who wants to smell like garlic? Call 866-405-4000. And then I want to mention the Big Berkey water filters. And, of course, the water filters really a handy thing to have, and of course the Big Berkey is made out of stainless steel, and it will filter 2.5 gallons at a time. It has ceramic filters filled with activated carbon, and of course they do a great job as far as filtering water is concerned. You can use pond water, you can use river water, you can use lake water, you can use any sort of water you want, and it comes out and it's potable. And these are wonderful portable filters. They ordinarily cost $279. They're available for $239 from Radio Liberty plus shipping. But if you buy them from us, you get a 4-tape set or a video that we produce as a bonus. But unfortunately, the Big Berkey is not available in California or Iowa. However, there is a Berkey. It's called a Berkey Light. It's made out of an isomer. Actually, it's clear, so you can actually see the water levels. It has different types of filters. They're called the Black Berkey filters. And the Black Berkey filters actually really purify the water. They do a better job than the ceramic filters, but they have to be changed every couple of years. And, of course, the Berkey Light is $199. If you buy it through us, of course, you're going to get a video or a 4-tape set. And in times like this, it's great to have something which will allow you to filter water. And of course, it's perfectly safe to drink. And of course, it changes the flavor of the water, because certainly in many areas, there's lots of chemicals, and it'll take most of the chemicals out while leaving the healthy minerals in place, and certainly get the bacteria and the cryptosporidium and other products out. The Berkey Light is a portable water filter. You can move it wherever you like to. Available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Jeannie Soderman. We're talking about the water policy and the plan to use water to create the problem, to create the fear in your heart. Oh, we're facing a terrible drought. And then, of course, to use that to regulate you. And, of course, in many instances, when we get into those drought times, which have been, in many instances, created, then they're going to be able to force you off your property. So go ahead, pick up the story, Jeannie.
Well, that's interesting about drought, because out of every 100 years, there are only 4 critical drought years. It was in 1992 that Father Bush signed into law, and it was an act. It was Central Valley Project Improvement Act, and that act actually took out of the Central Valley Water Contractors Supply 800,000 acre feet, and it was to be used for environmental use. And so there again, it was the Republicans taking water out of the system, not for the farmers, but for the fish in the rivers. And Clinton has followed, and the Sunbush is doing the same. So here again, we have the Republicans working in concert with the Democrats. In Sacramento River, it's really a huge river. I was just taking a tour down San Joaquin River and the Sacramento River, and the valley, San Joaquin Valley, is humongous. It's just amazing that you can just see fields and fields of lettuce, of oranges, of almonds, all kinds of things. And a lot of that land is being retired.
Well, how do you mean being retired?
Well, it's going out of production.
Why is that?
And the reason is our EPA is coming down with very strict regulations, and it's drainage regulations. They're saying there's too much salt buildup in the soil. There's too much arsenic. And so really at the apex of what's happening to the farmers are these strict regulations from our Environmental Protection Agency. And this is coming from the Republican side.
Well, of course, it really comes from both sides, though, doesn't it, too?
Yes, very definitely. So here again, we're having real heavy regulations from the EPA.
Well, of course, the federal government has no business regulating any of this. It's all unconstitutional and violation of the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment and the very spirit of our society, which was to limit the power of the federal government, because our founding fathers realized that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone. And it doesn't matter what your political leaning is. If you have the power, you're going to use that. And then, of course, what you can do is you have your property, you regulate other people's property. We see this for the timbering companies. The big timbering companies finance the environmental movement, so they'll regulate other people's land, but not theirs, other people's forests, not theirs. That's what Ted Turner does. Ted is either the largest or the second largest landowner in the United States, and, of course, he wants them to regulate your land, just not his.
Well, the federal government and the World Bank and the international elitists, their goal is to get control of the sovereign states' property rights. And they're very concerned about it because they do have seminars. Here's one that was just in Washington, D.C. in March of this year. And they talked about the mechanisms for defining the rights of states. So they know there's a real problem with the sovereign states and their water rights. Then they have another seminar regarding the adjustment of water rights. And so it looks like that through contracts, that is about the only legal way that they can get control of the water. Now, if you had a private water well, say here in Santa Cruz Mountain, and you signed the contract, and your water commingled with all the water in the basin, how would you know what was your water? It's commingled with all the water in the basin.
I see. Well, of course, why would people sign the contracts? We'll get back to that in just a moment. But you must understand these people on the other side, this is all calculated. Of course, to get the people to sign the contract. And once you sign the contract and you give up your water rights to the common good, then, of course, the very essence of your private property can be simply removed. And, well, look at what's happened to the people up in the Klamath Basin. They've lost their property. They're impoverished. We'll be back in just a moment here with Jeannie Sutherland. Most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we had. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the
four tapes at the secret government to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention several of the other things that we carry through Radio Liberty, and certainly one of them is called Phonopoly, and it's a board game that you can play, and of course children can play it, young adults can play it, older adults can play it, and you'll learn something from it that goes into the background of phonetic reading, to learn how to read phonetically and pronounce words phonetically, but mostly to be able to spell phonetically. And this is not being taught in our schools because they're deliberately dumbing down our children. Most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $600 or more. This one's $139.95. It's five board games, two bonus games, and, of course, we throw in a couple of books. It's called Phonopoly. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's Phonopoly. And then, of course, we have the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. That'll take your child from grammar school all the way through high school graduation. It's on 22 CDs. The price is $199.95. And then, of course, we carry the Miracle-2 soap products. And, of course, we can't make any medical claims, but we will tell you that a lot of our customers make wonderful claims. They tell us that they feel these products really are a miracle. And there's a soap. There's a moisturizing soap. There is a neutralizer, which some people drink because they say it helps their heartburn, a very alkaline solution. There is certainly a lotion, and there is a gel. Miracle 2 soap products are available through Radio Liberty. You can get an introductory set of them, or, of course, you can buy one product at a time, whatever you'd like. If you'd like more information or you'd like to get the special introductory offer, the telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, the product Miracle 2 soap product. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest in studio this afternoon is Jeannie Soderman, and we're talking about this effort to control water, to control the people. And people say this couldn't be true. This could never happen in America. Well, a lot of things people thought could never happen in America. The American people were told when we voted for the, or when Congress voted for the income tax, it would never go over 3%, and it was only for the very wealthy. But you see, things are never as we're told. Now, the Congress was told when they voted for the Endangered Species Act, it was only to preserve the bald eagle, the symbol of America. And it's being used, of course, to control property rights and to control people and to take away their property and put people in jail for doing things, of course, which are in violation of the massive numbers of laws which most people don't understand, but which we are being put on the shoulders, ever-sagging shoulders of the American people. Well, if you're out there and you'd like to give a call, our number across America, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Jeannie Soderman, and she goes to all of these meetings. She talks to these people. She knows what they're thinking. Jeannie, why don't you pick up the story from there?
There was an interesting question asked at a U.S. Bureau of Reclamation meeting. The person asked, is the water real in the water banking, or is it paper assets? And the answer was, a lot of the assets of water are paper. There was a man that spoke regarding water recharge and water banking. It is a new program, and they are not sure if it's really going to work. In other words, if there was a critical drought year, would there be enough water for allotments to the people that are have a contract with the public-private partnership? So there again, it's not even proven that water banking, water recharge can work.
Well, the way to do this would be to have our reservoirs and our dams would have plenty of water. But they don't want the solution. They want the problem.
There is a new program that just came out by our Secretary of Interior, Gail Norton, and it's called Water 2025. And you can actually pick it up on the website, because it's an interesting website. It's www. And it's DOI, that means Department of Interior, .gov/water2025. So they talk about questions, what this water program is all about. They give answers. Now, here's an interesting question. Will water 2025 be used to take water away from the agriculture? They're very concerned about the farmers not going along with this plan. So it's asking basically, is this water program going to take water away from the farmers, from the agriculture? And this is the answer. No, this water 2025 plan seeks to encourage voluntary water transfers through water banks.
What's that mean?
Well, actually, that means that the water transfers will be through water banking and conjunctive use. And it goes on to say this is voluntary signing the contracts. So the farmers, to get this water through the water 2025 plan.
Now, what happens if they don't sign the contract?
Well, then they're on their own, and they actually instill fear to the farmers, saying, oh, you won't have enough water coming up. We're going to have drought years. So there's a lot of pressure on the farmers that they must take this water plan to stay in business and to keep their property also. They also have another incentive, which we mentioned a little bit, regarding the private water wells and the agricultural wells and the private water agencies. This water plan will actually say, well, in the wet years, when you have enough water, we're going to buy water from you, and you're going to make money selling your water. And since the economy is down so far, and the farmers are having a hard time staying in business, they're thinking, oh, well, here's a way to make money, to sell my water in my private water well. But it's a hook, because once you sign that contract, then you have actually given most of your private property rights away. You need water to live, and water is essential for life. And that's what they're after, is the water contracts.
Well, of course, if you read the whole global biodiversity assessment, you'll find out that they hate people. They feel there are too many people in the world. And they say that, the world population of about 6 billion is just too many. And if we're going to keep that many people, we're going to have to lower living standards to that of the Eastern European. They didn't mention peasant, but they're pretty low standards in Eastern Europe. You have to understand this is all planned, but these are elitists. They know what's better for us common folks, because there really are people who, of course, because they're so smart and they're so well-educated, they've got, but the trouble is they're educated far beyond their intelligence. And they believe we should have a ruling elite and then everybody else sort of go along with them. That's why they don't tell us of the real truth about what's going on in the world today. I mean, if they told us the real reason we went into Afghanistan, a lot of people would be very unhappy. If they told them the real reason for 9-1-1, why people would think it was inhuman. But you have to understand that these people look beyond the obvious, because they know what's best for us common folks.
Well, as I remember in that biodiversity assessment report, we had about 40 items that were unsustainable that they wanted to terminate and get rid of.
A lot of it was farming. They certainly wanted to do away with a lot of farming and cattling and horses and they really want to regulate our agriculture and take away the herbicides and the pesticides and the fertilizers and actually create shortages. And you say, who'd want to create shortages? But you have to understand, these are multi-billionaires. These are people like Maurice Strong, Stephen Rockefeller, Mr. Gorbachev, former dictator of the Soviet Union. These people all worked together. They were all there in 1992 when the second Rio Summit was created, and when the Global Biodiversity Assessment Concept and Agenda 21 were created, you can get the Sustainable Development Syllabus and a copy of the local Agenda 21 from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And if you say it couldn't be true, get it, check it, and then get a copy of the Global Biodiversity Assessment and read Jeannie's notes and check out and find if it's true, because if it is, then your future, your family, your freedom are really in jeopardy today.
Well, when you read that list of unsustainable items, like it even has, they don't want private property. It's for the public good. And I gave that list of unsustainable projects and items to a person that didn't know anything about it. And he read it. He says, this is too much to even think about the first time you read it, because it was so unthinkable that that is what they had in the plan, is to get rid of all these things we love, and what makes us free is private property.
But the elite, of course, don't believe in freedom except for themselves. They really want a feudalistic system with themselves in charge.
Right. They know how to manage us because they are enlightened, and they understand that we're not enlightened, so we don't know how to run the earth, and so we're kind of peasants and uneducated. This goes along also with the World Bank water policy, and I want to give out another website, which is very good. It's www. And it's simply worldbank.org. And there is a place that is, says the World Bank water policy, and it's the version of 1993. And this is the 120-page policy that I had in my hands about a couple of years ago. And because the World Bank got such flack from even environmental groups not being transparent, they have that now on their website. And this is an amazing document because it actually says what they're going to do. And so they're going to impose, pages 15 and 72, social fees on your property, your private property. And this is going to help subsidies for the poor. They're going to have benefit taxes. Anything that is a benefit to your property, they're going to tax it. And we're going to see taxes come out of the woodwork pretty soon, Dr. Stan, on property. And then also what's coming up is pollution charges. So if you have a cow, if you have sheep or horses, I'm sorry, they make pollution. And so you're going to be charged for the animals on your private property. Financing is very important because the World Bank water policy ties in with contracts. And here again, on page 11 of the World Bank water policy, it calls for transfer by contract of all water jurisdiction by governments to private corporations and user associations. These corporations and user associations will, of course, be mandated to meet all the World Bank regulations. So in your contract, your water contract that you're going to be signing, there are adhesion contracts that go back to all the United Nations treaties. And so when you sign these water contracts, the average person will not understand what they're signing, because it's not only one contract, is contracts that go back to the World Bank. And all the stipulations and regulations in that contract are mandated by the World Bank. especially the environmental regulations.
So, Jeannie, where does the World Bank get off regulating the water? I mean, certainly they were never elected. They were never selected. They were never authorized by our government to regulate the water of the world. Where do they get the right to do this?
Well, I'm going to answer that with a question. Where do they get the right, the elitists, to control our money system? It's the money. Follow the money trail. It's the same people that stole our real money into paper assets.
And, of course, what's really behind this is the dark spiritual forces. You see, there really is a Luciferian movement in the world today. And the churches won't tell you who runs the world. Oh, God's in charge. Well, if God's in charge, then how do we explain the abortion, the partial birth abortion, the wars, the intentional creation of diseases that are creating genocide throughout the world? How do we explain that if God's in charge? Yes, God can intervene any time he wants to, and he may very well intervene in your life, but he's letting this world go right down the tubes because the good people aren't involved. And the tragedy is there's been an awful lot of intentional confusion. And all the people who will tell you that God's in charge, you don't have to do anything, but I bet every one of them has a life insurance policy, they have a health insurance policy, they have fire insurance on their homes, but of course they tell you that you don't have to be involved and do anything at all. It's a false message. It's being intentionally preached to neutralize the Christians, and boy, have they done a great job. And of course, there really are evil and wicked people in this world. And remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust, and if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. We've got Bart calling from Carmel. Hi, Bart. How are you doing?
Thank you. Jeannie, I don't know you, but I think you're just terrific. Thank you so much for what you do. I have two quick questions, and I'll take my answer on the air. First question, I know that an attempt was being made to meter private wells in the Santa Cruz area in the recent times. How is that coming along? And my second question is, if a private well owner refuses to sign any contract, will that serve as a form of protection for that well owner? And I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you so much.
All right, fine. Thanks very much, Bart. And, of course, the thing is that there was an effort to meter wells recently. They backed down the Board of Supervisors when 400 people went down there shouting, recall, recall. But, you know, our enemies never sleep. They just wait for another time to strike. So what's going on from that point of view, Jeannie?
Those are two very interesting questions. Metering wells, it's on the back burner because the supervisors realized that that was too hot an issue. What they are trying to do is I have seen the supporting evidence of some of the papers down at the Board of Supervisors in Santa Cruz County. It looks like they're going to try to go after water quality. That means pollution near your well. And the Environmental Health Services is trying to get control of the soil near the private water wells. And that's just in the papers 2 weeks ago I was reading. And so there's going to be kind of a transferring of power from the regional water quality control board to the Environmental Health Services regarding water quality and controlling the soil on pollution around the private water wells. The second question is signing or not signing the contract. Their ultimate goal, the feds and the state is tied in very closely, is to get all the people off the private water wells.
Does he really want to get people out of their property and into little sustainable communities where they can be controlled and watched? Isn't that right?
Yes.
We've got Jim calling. We're just about out of time. Jim, do you have a quick question?
I was wondering if Jeannie, if there was any connection between the control of water and the selling off of public utilities to multinational corporations.
All right. Thanks very much, Jim. We'll see if we can get that. Did you get the question?
Yeah, I haven't got a tie-in on that, Dr. Stan, at all.
All right, fine. But we have to know that they're trying to buy up all the water districts all in America. Many of these international corporations are coming in. They wanted to buy the water district up in Felton, a German company. They're doing this all across the country.
Right.
And then, of course, they're doubling or tripling the water prices. Well, we're out of time. God bless you, Jeannie. Thank you so very much for being with us here. It's always a pleasure having you.
Yes, thank you, Dr.
Good night. God bless you.
Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention we have so many four-tape sets here at Radio Liberty, and we hope many of you will want to get those because they're wonderful teaching opportunities. We have, of course, our four-tape set on the secret government and a four-tape set on secret societies, a four-tape set on the Skull and Bones Society, of which our president is a member. And I just wish that he would come out and renounce that pagan organization and fire all the people who belong to it who are within the CIA and within his administration. I'd feel so much happier if he would simply do that. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. It's up in Santa Rosa, where the leaders of this country gather together, many times running around naked, many times engaging in terrible cult ceremonies. And you need to actually to talk to people who've been there and who've monitored this for years. The Bohemian Grove, and after you've heard this, you realize that there really is evil in the world today. And then, of course, we have our four-tape set on Pearl Harbor, certainly one of my favorites, what really happened at Pearl Harbor, the four-tape set on the coming World War. Four tape sets on just about any subject you want. So if you'd like to get a catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, we have a four tape set on Whatever Happened to Hell. A four tape set on the apostate church for Catholics. A four tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, who I considered a friend. A four tape set on the wisdom of Barbara McQuiggan, who is a Catholic spokesman that does a wonderful job talking to young people about morality. So you can church get all of these tape sets simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Copy them and help to get the word out. Well, Dr. Stan back here, wrapping up this program at the end of the week, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to continue doing what we do. We'd love to expand our ministry, but right now, everybody, all the ministries all across the country are really in a bind, and so we would appreciate any help that you could give us. If you believe in what we're doing, if you believe that we need to maintain the 56 stations or 55 outlets we have every week, we hope that if you're not already a member of the Radio Liberty family, you'll want to join and help us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God as a Christian nation can long endure. So, of course, for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us reach out across America. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, and, of course, our April newsletter goes into the background of the genocidal policies that are being enacted today, and the fact there really is a population control agenda, and the fact that there really are people who talk about the necessity of wars and plagues to limit the population. And even Jacques Cousteau, who says we've got to eliminate 350,000 people a day. And if you want to, we have the original document he used, but of course it's all quoted in our April newsletter. Our March newsletter tells about the little group called the Project for the New American Century. And they even have a website, newamericancentury.org. They control the White House today. They are intent upon plunging us into war after war after war as we move into empire. And you read the Wall Street Journal in the last couple of days. They talk about how soon American troops will be stationed all throughout the world. Doesn't that make you feel comfortable, especially when you know that we have no defense really for America? But don't worry. If there's a problem, they can always bring in the United Nations troops, can't they? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's so many things going on. And of course, we hope that you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day. You'll tell others about our programs. You'll want to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with a book, the video and the audio tape for $29.95. We hope that you, of course, want to get our new video, The War in Arabia, or to get the syllabus that goes with it. You'll want to get the Sustainable Development syllabus, or certainly the video or the audio tape that goes with us. And you have our permission to copy anything we produce ourselves and help us to get this information out. We have a wonderful book. It's called Regicide. It's the story of the Kennedy assassination. And, of course, why the CIA did it, because it's written based upon papers that come from the CIA. It's the only book that will tell you the real story of the Kennedy assassination. It's based on the papers of Mr. Robert Crowley, who was Deputy Assistant Director of Clandestine Operations for the CIA for many years. He was in charge of assassinations, of killing. And he arranged for the killing of President Kennedy. And these are his papers, and you'll read them. But you're not going to hear about this on Barbara Walters, because they've covered this up for years with the help of the FBI and with the help of the media. And so Regicide, a very, very important book. You can get it by itself, or you can get it as part of the Kennedy assassination special, which, of course, has all sorts of tapes and other things, poor tape sets that go right along with that. So if you'd like to get these, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our boys who are overseas. We ask you to pray for our ministers, because they should be leading this truly spiritual battle. The Luciferian forces are aligned against us. That's the story of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We simply quote from their writings, not what I say, but what they say. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for our boys who are overseas. And finally, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back with you again, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.